Hey, it's Trevor.
It's Jesse.
We're coming at you today with a podcast about equivocation. Jesse, you want to give us the meaning of that?
Equivocation is more of a half-truth told within a story or a play. In the play Macbeth, there are many half-truths told between the characters, and today we'll be interviewing two of those characters to get the truth on what these equivocations mean.
Today we're going to be interviewing Banquo and Macbeth and see what they have to say about equivocation. They use equivocation many times throughout the play. And Jesse, do you want to tell us some of those times?
Some parts of the play show equivocations that are not fully defined and leave some of us that read the play or watch the play with questions. So today, through our interviews, we will be finding out what these equivocations mean to the characters and how they feel it affects the people.
Hello, how are you today, Banquo?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. So let's go ahead and get started. There are a lot of times that you use the motif equivocation. What does that mean to you?
It's kind of like a hidden meaning. And I like using equivocation in my lines because it gives more meaning to the script. It also allows the reader to think more and adds poetic value to the script.
That's a great use of equivocation, Banquo.
Thanks.
So what is the meaning behind equivocation? You said, but 'tis strange and oftentimes to win us our harm. The instruments of darkness tell us truths. Because like you said, this particular line has made me think as a reader of this play, and I haven't been able to figure out its hidden meaning.
So I can understand why you'd ask a question like this. It is an equivocation, and oftentimes they are very hard to comprehend. Basically, what I was talking about was how the instruments of darkness we often see as bad and associate them with being wrong, when in fact they're just revealing the truth that we do not want to accept. In this particular situation, the witches are the dark instrument, and their prophecy is the truth. Because no one wants to believe a witch, right? Well, even though they typically are up to no good, they are not always wrong. Wrong morally, oh absolutely, but wrong truthfully, almost never.
Hey Macbeth, how's your day going?
It's going pretty good. How's yours?
Pretty good. I have a few questions for you today for our podcast.
Okay, go for it.
What were some of your biggest struggles in the play?
Well, I'd say deciding whether or not to ignore those old hags. You know, to follow through with their prophecy or whatever. Another big thing for me was deciding on whether or not to kill Banquo. Though his son was absolutely not an option. He had to go.
Interesting. So, equivocally speaking, what did you mean when you said the quote, "So foul and fair, a day I have not seen"?
Okay, so what I meant was, it was a very good day, but at the same time, it wasn't so great because we had won the battle. Yes, but, I mean, the weather that day was just horrible, so the mood was just very foul, even though we had won.
Okay, thank you for your time and your questions today, Macbeth.
Okay, so in the process of interviewing Banquo, I have figured out why he uses motifs and what he meant in a certain motif in the play. I thought this was very neat because I got some inside news on what was going through his mind during the play.